Proclamation number 6081, dated the October 17th, 1954. Success at the end of an Earth period. Scientists. The end of a developmental period will always have come when people have left the divine order, inasmuch as they feel themselves entitled to intervene in God's plan of creation because they don't believe in God as a creative power and deem themselves capable of controlling everything in existence themselves. People certainly receive the creative spirit as a birthright from God and can considerably increase this inheritance. With divine assistance they can also achieve the seemingly impossible and still remain within the divine order, as long as they receive the strength for their creativity from God. But they will instantly step out of this order if all their plans are purely worldly oriented, if they set themselves apart from God as the creative power and thus conduct their experiments purely rationally. If they use the divine creation itself as test objects and thereby turn themselves into henchmen of God's adversary whose objective it is to destroy divine creations. At the end of an earth period the world is always full of earthly wisdom. Science believes to have found the key to all fields and a spiritual path will only rarely have been taken, which God has indicated in order to attain the right knowledge. Without him, however, all paths are dangerous. Without him the results are doubtful and people more or less enter danger zones, because they are guided by the one who does not want progress but destruction, who lets people believe that they are constructively active while they are digging their own graves, and contribute towards the ruin of the old earth. For the apparently scientific progress is his work. The work of God's adversary. He impels people into extreme intellectual activity without divine support. They will harness natural forces yet in a different way than is intended by God's will. They will leave the divine order and the consequences of this will reveal themselves. God, however, has foreseen humanity's will and activity since the beginning and therefore keeps referring to what will come to pass time and again, for he knows when and where the consequences of human thought and activity will express themselves. He informs people about their wrong thinking and wants to persuade them to entrust themselves to that power which stands above everything. He wants to warn them of his adversary's influence. He wants to advise them to remain within the divine order. He considers those who acknowledge him as God and creator of eternity and enlightens them about himself and his opposing power. Amen.